Let's read together Proverbs chapter 3. In this third chapter of Proverbs, we have more about the way of wisdom, its commands, and its blessings. Let's begin by reading the first 12 verses. My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. And so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase, so your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will overflow with new wine. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest his correction. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects, just as a father the son in whom he delights. Let's begin our study of Proverbs chapter 3 with some background notes. In Proverbs chapter 2, we saw that following the way of wisdom in life was not automatic and not easy. In fact, we saw that it requires great effort. However, it is worth it because it not only pleases God, but the benefits are great, even in this lifetime. Now here in Proverbs chapter 3, we see more of these benefits and blessings for walking in the way of wisdom. But again, we see that these benefits and blessings only come if we're willing to obey the commands of wisdom, which is another way of saying obedience to the word of God. For that reason, the address of the chapter, once again, to my son, is not only the wise counsel of Solomon to his sons, and in application, the wise counsel of godly parents to their children, but it goes without saying that as the word of God, it is wise counsel from God himself to his family. That's us. We are the sons of God. So as we go through this chapter, as well as the rest of the passages addressed to my son, don't just think that this is wise counsel for the younger generation. It is the word of God to all of us. And that brings us to our doctrinal or teaching points for this chapter. So doctrinal point number one, believers receive wisdom's blessings when they obey wisdom's commands. Believers receive wisdom's blessings when they obey wisdom's commands. In the first 12 verses of Proverbs chapter 3 that we just read, we find six couplets of two verses each in this Hebrew poetry. The first verse of each pair gives the command of wisdom, and the second verse of the pair gives the blessing or promise of wisdom if the command is followed. The command of verse 1, to not forget the precepts of wisdom, is followed by the promise of a long and peaceful life in verse 2. The point here is not that godly people never die young or do not have problems, but following the precepts of wisdom is a principle for living a stress-free and an anxiety-free life. It's well known that stress and anxiety can shorten your life. So diet and exercise and rest are also principles for longer life, but following the precepts of wisdom is the best principle. If we practice kindness and truth, verse 3, we will find favor with God and man, verse 4. Verses 3 and 4, once again, let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. That's the command. Now the promised blessing in verse 4. And so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Now do you see the command in verse 5, and then the promised blessing in verse 6, in these well-known verses? If we make the Lord number one, and don't have hidden agendas, then the Lord will guide us in his will for our lives, step by step. In verses 7 and 8, we again see the close connection between spiritual health and physical health. For example, think of the many physical diseases connected with sinful lifestyles in the areas of sex and drug abuse. In verse 9, we have the command to give to the Lord from our material substance and bank accounts. And in verse 10, we have the promise that if we do, the Lord will meet our needs and the well will never run dry. Verses 9 and 10. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase, so your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. And if we submit to the discipline of the Lord, verse 11, we will have the promise of being a delight to the Lord, our Heavenly Father. Verse 12, my son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest his correction. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects, just as the Father, the Son, in whom he delights. You recognize those verses? These verses 11 and 12, of course, are quoted by the author of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 12. So there's our doctrinal point number one. Believers receive wisdom's blessings when they obey wisdom's commands. Doctrinal point number two, believers appreciate wisdom's value when they follow wisdom's counsel. Believers appreciate wisdom's value when they follow wisdom's counsel. Verses 13 through 35. Now in these verses, we see the value of wisdom, but this great value is only appreciated by those who are willing to receive wise counsel. In verses 13 through 15, we see that the value of wisdom is greater than gold or silver or precious stones. Happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding, for her proceeds are better than the profits of silver and her gain than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you may desire cannot compare with her. Would you agree, or would you rather have the gold? Now, if you say both, it may be an indication that you are vulnerable to materialism. I didn't say you're a materialist, but you're vulnerable to materialism. In verses 16 through 18, we see once again that those who are wise and follow wisdom's counsel come to appreciate that one of the values of wisdom is that it is a principle for a stress-free and happier life, and thus a longer life. Verses 16 through 18, length of days is in her right hand, in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who retain her. Again, this does not mean that God does not call some believers to be martyrs or suffer physically for the glory of God, but Proverbs is speaking about the norm. We really appreciate God's wisdom in verses 19 and 20 when we realize that it was this same wisdom of God that created this universe and controls all of nature, including the flood of Noah's day. Verses 19 and 20. The Lord by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths were broken up and clouds dropped down the dew. When we follow this wisdom of God, which is readily available to us according to James chapter 3, we will appreciate the fact that we can sleep in peace and walk with confidence and without fear. Verses 21 through 26. My son, let them not depart from your eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion, so they will be life to your soul and grace to your neck. Then you will walk safely in your way, and your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. Yes, you will lie down, and your sleep will be sweet. Do not be afraid of sudden terror, nor of trouble from the wicked when it comes, for the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught. Now in verses 27 through 35, we have several proverbs that give wise counsel and help us to appreciate the value of wisdom. The main idea in verses 27 and 28 is not charity, but paying back your loans, whether they be money or books or tools. Verses 27 and 28, do not withhold good from those to whom it is due, when it is in the power of your hand to do so. Do not say to your neighbor, go and come back, and tomorrow I will give it, when you have it with you. Anyone here need to return something you borrowed? Romans chapter 12 and verse 18 says, if it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Romans 12, 18. That exhortation is certainly taught here in verses 29 and 30 of Proverbs chapter 3, isn't it? Do not devise evil against your neighbor, for he dwells by you for safety's sake. Do not strive with a man without cause, if he has done you no harm. Now let me ask you, would you say that Hollywood follows the wisdom of verses 31 and 32? Do not envy the oppressor or person of violence, and choose none of his ways. For the perverse person is an abomination to the Lord, but his secret counsel is with the upright. If anything, it seems that Hollywood today has reversed these values, and the violent and perverse characters are exalted. We see in verse 33 that the behavior and mindset of the head of the house ripples down to the family. Verse 33, the curse of the Lord is on the house of the wicked, but he blesses the home of the just. The proverb of verse 34 is quoted twice in the New Testament, both in James 4 and 1 Peter chapter 5. Surely he scorns the scornful, but gives grace to the humble. Look at that quote in James 4, 6 and 1 Peter 5, 5. Verse 35 of Proverbs 3 assures us that in the end, the wise will reap what they have sown, namely honor, and the foolish will reap what they have sown, namely dishonor. Verse 35, the wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the legacy of fools. Believers appreciate wisdom's value when they follow wisdom's counsel. And now what about more practical application from Proverbs chapter 3? You can know God's will for your life. You can know God's will for your life. Question, does the Lord have a plan for the believer's life, and can we know what it is? Answer, it's hard to read these well-known verses of Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 and not conclude that God does have a plan for our lives and we can know what it is. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. This is another way of saying that if you put the Lord first in your life and ask him for his guidance without having any hidden agendas and make your decisions in life in line with biblical guidelines, you will be following God's plan for your life, and you will come to know it. Now, don't expect to know it all at once, however. It is a step-by-step walk along the way that our sovereign and omniscient Lord knows. Listen, if our God knows everything and controls everything and nothing happens by chance, can we not trust him and believe that his promise of Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 is more than just general moral guidelines? You can know God's will for your life.